I've been thinking a lot about artificial general intelligence, or AGI. On the surface, it sounds like a technical milestone, a system that can learn, reason, and adapt across many tasks.
And that framing is important. But the bigger point is that AGI won't be shaped only by engineers and research labs.
Right. Governments, businesses, educators, workers, communities, and everyday users will all help shape it too.
That's the key idea. The future of AGI depends not just on what machines can do, but on the values, rules, institutions, and social priorities that guide how these systems are built, deployed, and used.
It's a really hopeful way to look at it, because it means we're not just waiting for the technology to arrive.
Exactly. The central thesis is that AGI is more than a technical achievement. Model performance matters, but an advanced AI system does not operate in isolation.
It lives inside real systems, legal frameworks, workplaces, markets, and communities.
Its effects depend on who controls it, who can access it, what data it is trained on, and which tasks people are willing to delegate to it.
The same capability could be wonderful, improving medical research, personalizing education, or making public services more accessible.
But it could also be used to automate important decisions without proper oversight, spread convincing misinformation, or deepen existing inequalities.
So the difference isn't only the technology. It's the choices surrounding it.
That's why the article emphasizes the public's role. Everyday use helps shape AI.
Every interaction gives feedback about what works, what fails, and what people expect.
Users influence development when they report errors, identify harmful behavior, request new features, or stop using tools that do not meet their standards.
Businesses shape it too, by deciding how to integrate it into daily operations, summarizing documents, supporting customer service, analyzing data, or helping employees with repetitive tasks.
Those decisions matter because they signal which applications are valuable and which risks need attention.
And public expectations can push developers to prioritize transparency, privacy, reliability, and accessibility.
A key takeaway is that AI safety cannot be solved by engineering alone.
Technical safety work is still essential. Testing, monitoring, alignment methods, and reducing unexpected behavior.
But many risks come from deployment, not just model design. A system may behave reasonably in a casual setting, but cause serious harm when used to evaluate job applicants, support medical decisions, approve financial services, or manage critical infrastructure.
That's where human judgment becomes so important, especially when mistakes are hard to reverse.
Safety, therefore, requires clear boundaries, human review, accountability, and context-specific oversight.
Organizations should audit AI systems, document their limitations, protect sensitive information, and allow people to challenge automated decisions.
The article also stresses the role of ethics in AGI development. Technical benchmarks cannot answer questions, such as what an advanced AI system should be allowed to do.
Or which decisions should remain under human control.
Or how benefits should be distributed, and what protections are needed for people whose work, privacy, or safety may be affected.
These are not purely technical questions.
They require input from teachers, researchers, policymakers, artists, workers, legal experts, and affected communities.
Inclusive participation can reveal risks that might be missed in a laboratory.
A tool that helps one group may unintentionally exclude another.
And a system that looks efficient from a management perspective may create unnecessary pressure for employees.
That's why regulation and public dialogue are presented as essential.
Regulation can set minimum standards for safety, privacy, transparency, and accountability, and can clarify responsibility when AI causes harm.
The goal is not to block innovation. Effective rules should protect the public without stopping useful progress.
That requires ongoing cooperation among lawmakers, technical experts, businesses, and civil society.
Public dialogue matters because people need to understand what AI can do, where it is unreliable, and how it may affect their work and communities.
Better education can reduce both unrealistic fear and excessive optimism.
A well-informed public is better able to make thoughtful adoption decisions and hold organizations accountable.
The conclusion is really about calling for a human-centered future for AGI.
And that does not mean rejecting technological progress.
It means defining progress more carefully.
A powerful system should not be judged only by how much it can accomplish, but also by whether it improves people's lives, respects individual rights, and remains accountable to society.
Practical priorities include transparency, human oversight, privacy protection, accessibility, continuous evaluation, and accountability.
People should understand when they are interacting with AI and how important decisions are made.
High-impact decisions should include meaningful human review.
Personal data should be collected and used responsibly.
And the benefits of AI should not be limited to the wealthiest or most technically privileged.
Systems should be monitored after deployment, not treated as finished once released.
Organizations should remain responsible for the outcomes of the systems they build and deploy.
The final message is that AGI will reflect human choices.
Society is shaping the development process at every stage through the tools it adopts, the rules it creates, the standards it enforces, and the values it defends.
Humans are not passive observers of AGI's arrival.
They are participants, decision makers, users, critics, and custodians.
The future of AGI will be defined not only by what machines can do, but by what people choose to do with them.